This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Femi Okay. The Masters Tournament is in Augusta, Georgia. It started yesterday with a great start by Chad Campbell, who threatened the record books. Campbell ended the day with a 7 under par 65. Joining us now is our sports blogger, Ibrahim Abdul-Martin, although I like to call him my sports brain. Ibrahim is here to tell us more about what's been happening on the greens in Georgia. Can you tell us a little bit more about this Chad Campbell? Did a pretty good job yesterday.
Chad almost broke the record. You know, you have to know that the Masters is the golf course that's one of the most difficult golf courses to play in the entire world. So he almost broke a record, but he just missed it.
Does he have any shot of winning the entire tournament, getting that green jacket?
We have to remember that golf is 4 days. This is 4 rounds. Anything can happen. Anything can change. And Chad always has to remember that Phil Mickelson, Greg Norman, and of course, the dreaded Tiger Woods is always clicking at his heels.
Okay, let's have a listen in to what Tiger Woods had to say about coming to the Masters in Augusta.
I was surprised how fast I got the feeling. It came back to me at the match play that, you know, like Stevie says, and you know, it feels like we haven't left. You know, it feels the same. I said, yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
What do you think of Tiger's performance at the moment?
Well, yesterday he misjudged the wind a little bit. He birdied at 9. He played exceptionally well off the tee. But I think the key thing is that he swung really well, and Tiger looks stronger than ever.
Do you think we'd actually care? I used to live in Georgia, so I know all about the Masters. Yeah, right. I know it's on. Okay, so do you think people would care if Tiger Woods wasn't actually playing? Would they care as much?
I was just thinking about this yesterday. Is Tiger like Pele to soccer? Is Tiger like Muhammad Ali to boxing? I think Tiger and golf go hand in hand, and it goes connected completely with the Masters. You don't really have golf right now without Tiger Woods.
Right. So what else should we be keeping an eye on? As you said, it's 4 days, not just 1 day. 4 days.
Well, there's a slew of old talent, a bunch of older guys over 50. The golf ball doesn't know age.
Did you say old guys?
Yeah.
Great.
And then there's a whole slew of people that Tiger opened up the door for, a bunch of younger, more diverse, really talented, strong players that are on the field. So it's old versus new, and the Masters is the playground.
Well, what about Phil Mickelson? Does he come as an old guy or a new guy?
Phil Mickelson is Tiger's nemesis. Between Phil and Tiger, they've combined to win 5 of the last 6 Masters. So Phil's definitely in the hunt.
Oh, you know him. You like Phil. Let's have a listen into him.
It's just not something that I think about. You know, we're all trying to do our best and have our own careers and succeed. And in golf, it is not like tennis where you have constant head-to-head matches. You're always playing against the course and playing stroke play, except for the 1 week of the year at the match play.
And a quick prediction for the weekend, although I know you don't like to do predictions, but give us one anyway.
Well, Greg Norman is the fan favorite, so we're looking to see if Greg Norman, the old guy, can make some history and make some drama out of it. Definitely Tiger's going to come back, and he's going to get some birdies and some eagles. He's going to make it exciting.
He's Ibrahim Abdul-Martin. He's our sports expert. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. You're very lucky that we didn't actually call in Dr. Wangalai Mathai. She loves golf, don't you, Dr. Wangalai Mathai?
I love golf, and I love to watch it. Now, I can hardly play. I once tried, but I spent more time in the bush looking for my ball. So right now, I'm out.
You can plant a lot of trees around the golf course, that's for sure.
That's right, I do that.
You're listening to The Takeaway with Todd Zwillick, Femi Okay, and Dr. Wangalai Mathai and Ibrahim Abdul-Martin.